Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, live Saturday edition of the program. Your calls are the primary element if you make them, and we will start with Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, thinking about Obama when he gets in there, you know, if he's going to go back on what he said, that's what I believe. I don't believe there's going to be any real change.
Of course not.
Any reversal of any of Bush's policies.
Well, what's amazing is that anybody could believe that for even a moment, that somebody who could possibly be elected to the Democratic or Republican national ticket for the presidency of the United States could somehow be in any way different from anybody that's ever come before them.
Yeah, you know, it seems obvious to me. In 2006, the Democrats won the House and the Senate, but then one seat got kind of swished back and forth.
Right, they were supposed to end the war.
They were supposed to end the war in Iraq, and there wasn't any real effort at all to end the war in Iraq.
Exactly. No. Yeah, and I went to jail in the United States for making comments about Bush. The government, the prosecutors, used false information. They didn't care. You know, I came forward with evidence. They wanted to hear the facts, and I don't think they're going to do anything about the 4 million people in prison in the United States. Anything, you know, to help the black people. Most of them are, you know, in prison. You know, I left the United States to come to Canada. I got tired of the police state, and then I got locked up by immigration. I've been fighting to stay in Canada.
Yeah, you found out there was a police state in Canada too.
Yeah,
huh?
I found out the hard way.
Yeah. Well, I can relate. I mean, I have not been in jail as long as you have. You've been calling this show for months from a Canadian prison cell.
My website, freecarl.com, talks about it. You know, it's been 18 months already.
I feel fortunate that I did not have to spend as much time as you did. Listeners that were tuned in last week know that I was not here because they threw me in a prison cell over my tenants having an old couch sitting out in their lawn. So, I mean, talk about land of the free, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Land of the free, you know. Like one nation under God, you know. That's what most people believe in, liberty and justice for all. It's tyranny and injustice for all. It's like one divided nation under Satan with tyranny and injustice for all. That's the way it's become, you know.
Carl, good luck, man. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't here last week, and so I'm glad to be back. It's good to be here and have all of that finally blown over, essentially, the couch situation. For those of you that are just tuning in, I had somebody down the street, living down the street, some city bureaucrat snitch me out for my tenants having a couch in the yard. Some would suggest it was a targeted sort of thing, that they were coming after me. I don't know if that's true or not, because no one has actually been able to talk to the woman in question. But I decided that, yes, I'll get rid of the couch as long as whomever this mystery person is comes and talks to me like a good neighbor would come and talk to me. She apparently didn't want to have anything to do with that, so I decided I was going to move the couch. And people called me childish over that, Mark. They called me childish on the local talk show.
You know, I understand. Like, I would have moved the couch if some bureaucrat came along and said, move the couch. That would have, you know, so I can kind of understand where they're coming from. At the same time, I think that most of those people would say that in America, you do have the right to face your accuser. And, you had control in the situation to some extent, but so did they. The idea that one considers the government a force of nature takes out the decision-making ability of the bureaucrats and the people that might use government to force other people to do what they want.
Right. They didn't have to go all the way to the wall with this. In fact, most people didn't think that they would.
And the other part that I find reprehensible and offensive about this is that, you know, the laws that they use for zoning and planning and you know, code and all that stuff, those laws were used by somebody, and in this case it was a bureaucrat who could very well have been using it as a vendetta, but that person didn't have to pay anything. They didn't have to put anything on the line at all.
No.
So it wasn't a disagreement between two people. That person just used the state instead. As far as I'm concerned, when there's a disagreement between two people, the complaining party should have to put something on the line. They should have to take it to court or whatever.
I agree, and I think that as far as this suggestion that what I was doing was childish, I think that's pretty absurd right on its face. The idea is that, well, you weren't following the rules of society, and when the government people came around to tell you what to do, you said, nah, I'm not going to do that. And so I guess that was how they were considering what I was doing childish.
That's what freedom is. Freedom is the freedom to say, no, thank you. That's what freedom boils down to. If you believe in liberty and you believe in freedom and the concepts of what this nation were founded on, it's the right to say no thank you.
Yes, I see all that, Mark. And I had offered to remove the couch. So that was not childish. It was not childish of me to say, hey, I just want to meet this person, this mystery neighbor. Have her come down, talk to me. I'll remove the couch. There's nothing childish about that at all. In fact, it seems to me that the childish position is to say, well, I'm too scared to go and talk to my neighbors about a big grown-up issue like what I, you know, don't like about their property, so I'm going to call the big enforcer, the big government enforcer, the big bully on the playground, have him come over and do my dirty work for me. That seems to be a little childish, not to mention the whole system of government being childish, the idea that we have to threaten our neighbors instead of persuading neighbors. It seems like the concept of threatening others is pretty childish to me.
Well, you know, from the very beginning of this, in the very beginning, I didn't believe that there was a complaining party. I thought that, in fact, that you were being fibbed to, and that the bureaucrats themselves, and it were making the complaint. And it turns out it was the bureaucrats themselves,
right? Which is kind of an interesting point, I think. And you made it earlier this week during our weekday show, and that is that if the bureaucrats are going to have this system, they shouldn't be allowed to bring the complaints. Should be regular people that are going to be bringing these complaints, not the actual people who work for the system itself.
As far as I'm concerned, you abdicate you abdicate a certain amount of rights as a citizen when you go to work for the government. The government is there to protect other people. So when you go to work for them, you give up some.
And you know, really, all of this,
I don't think they should be able to vote either.
I think
it's a conflict of interest.
Nobody thought that. I agree with you there. Nobody thought they were going to put me in a prison cell over this. Nobody really thought that.
I didn't think you were going.
And I knew all along this very real possibility, and I knew that if I kept pushing it all the way and refusing to obey them, that that's what they would end up doing, and that is what they ended up doing, was putting me in a prison cell for 93 days.
Well, they didn't put it.
Luckily,
the sentence was.
Luckily, I was able to beg for mercy, and they reduced that sentence so I could get out and come back to my radio show and get back to my lady and back to the life that I enjoy. However, it's quite clear, crystal clear to anybody that had any doubts. And even I had a doubt. Even I thought there was still a chance that maybe it's true what they say about these governments. Maybe it's true that it's really by the consent of the governed. I mean, that's what the first article of the New Hampshire Constitution says, is that government of good is by the consent of the governed. And so clearly this is not a government of the good, because I didn't give consent. I did everything I could to make it clear I wasn't consenting, and they threw me in a prison cell anyway. So for those of you that actually believe there's some sort of level of consenting to be involved in this society, it's absolute nonsense. It's clearly a coercive society. It's clearly they will do what they want to do, and it doesn't matter what you think and what you want. They're going to have their way. And apparently it's childish to not obey every single one of their diktats. So they can come out with any sort of demand.
I don't know how anyone could be expected to obey every law. I don't know how anyone could be expected to read all of them.
Well, you're not expected to read them all. It's just when they come to you and say you're violating one of them, you either jump through their hoops or they put you in a jail cell. And apparently anything outside of obeying is childish.
But bureaucrats are often wrong on their laws.
That's true.
So, I mean, how can the average person be expected to trust the bureaucrats that are out there? They don't know their own laws.
A lot of good them being wrong does you when you're in a prison cell, though, right? I mean, as far as appealing is concerned, if I were to have appealed that situation, I'd have been out long before they ever probably even heard the appeal in court. And I still would have lost my 93 days. And they can't. They can't give you that back, even if it's cash that they give you. They can't give you your life back.
Right. I mean, if you have the choice between 93 days and I don't know what they would give you, but several thousand dollars, I don't know. I think I'd rather have the 93 days personally.
So was my position childish? Do you agree with that? The idea that it's my property, I can do what I want with it. If the neighbor has a problem with it, she should come to me and talk to me like a big grown up would talk to me. Is that a childish position in any way, shape, or form? I don't think so. But I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you're on hold, we will get to you. This is Free Talk Live, toll-free, 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverInc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverInc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, You can get them all right there on the front page of the website, free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just click and download. And those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their websites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. By the way, those archives go back for an entire year, totally free, freetalklive.com. And all of this is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. I wasn't here last weekend because I spent the entirety of last weekend sitting in a prison cell because I wouldn't bow down in front of the judge here in Keene, New Hampshire, over my tenants having a couch in their lawn. He hit me with three contempt of court charges for 30 days apiece, plus 3 days for the couch in the lawn. And so I spent the entirety of the weekend in jail, and then deciding on Monday that I knew that my girlfriend was going to have a tough time. I wanted to get back to my life with her.
What
I
about
wanted
your
to
business
get back
partner
my,
and have her to run the radio show making him frantic and crazy?
You weren't really, yes, you were running the radio show, but she was doing the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I didn't want any of you guys to have to do more work than you would. Nobody was expecting this to be 93 days. We all figured it was going to be a weekend or a week or something like that. So I wanted to get out to get back to the show. But people have been critiquing me for that, too. I mean, there's critics everywhere. So do you think I should have stuck it out? Should I stayed the 93 days and said to hell with the radio show, to hell with my relationship? I need to be balls to the wall at a non-cooperative activist all the way. Should I have, in fact, gone ahead and instead of been cooperative with the bureaucrats in the jail, should I have just zipped my lips and maybe put myself at risk of having my head smashed against the concrete? Should I have really gone all the way so I ended up in solitary the entire time? You're welcome to call with your critique. But my original question was, do you think I was childish? Because that was the suggestion that, well, because I wouldn't move the couch on the demands of the bureaucrats, that I was childish for not obeying their arbitrary diktats. And I think that the system is childish. I think that when you come to somebody and you want them to do something for you, like change something about their property, for instance, you should use persuasion. You should be persuasive to them and convince them to change the property for whatever the various different reasons that they should be convinced to do that, instead of, we're going to hurt you if you don't do this.
Well,
that's a childish position, in my opinion.
I'm not willing to go quite as far as you are, that everything should be an entirely voluntary action when you buy into a neighborhood that has rules, even if those rules are government rules. I am of the opinion, though, that when somebody abdicates their responsibility by going to the government and, you know, complaining to the government, and then the government takes up the case, that person doesn't put anything on the line.
Well, look, I didn't buy into a neighborhood that has rules. This neighborhood is not deed restricted. You're saying that somehow those government rules are legitimate, Mark? Well, I'm sorry.
I'm saying they're
in place. They have rules and they're written down. That doesn't mean anything to me because they can write down whatever they want. And it's clear they can write down whatever they want. They can meet every 2 weeks and they can change those rules to whatever they want them to be. They can change those rules at any time they want to change them, and then they can send their enforcers around to say, oh, we've changed the rules. Now you need to have lettering on your house that's 4 inches high instead of 3 inches high. Oop, you're in violation. You better go and change that, or else you're childish for not wanting to. Let's go to your phone calls. We'd love to hear what you think on this or whatever's on your mind. We talk first to Dan, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan?
Oh, this is Doug.
Yeah, oh, Doug. Sorry about that. Doug, listening to WFLA. Wow.
I'll still talk to you guys. Listen, I love you guys, but you're really making me feel bad over here because you talk about being childish. I mean, you're really pushing the boundary. It's almost being an insult to a child, the path that you're going down. I mean, I agree with a lot with what you say, but, I mean, rules are rules, and, I mean, they gave you a lot of outs. And in today's society, some people don't want to, you know, deal with conflict and, you know, try and put yourself in some other person's shoes. Maybe she was some old lady. She had some bad conflict in her past where she said something to somebody and they freaked out on her and she didn't want to have to deal with that again. All she wanted was the couch off the street and or whoever it said. But, I mean, really, I mean, this is a battle that, you know, it's a no-win situation. It really wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't even worth fighting.
I agree with you that it was not worth fighting. This is Mark. But my question is, do you not believe that in America that you have the right to face your accuser? Is that what you're saying?
If you're being accused of something that's...
Like having a couch in your lawn?
That's not... Like, this wasn't arbitrary. You know what I mean? This was cut and dry. There's a couch on the lawn. It was probably there for a week. It was documented, so you got to move it.
It was there for two years, actually.
Well, a robbery would be, clear and definable also. You have the right to face your accuser if you were accused of robbery, wouldn't you?
Right. Well, that, I would put that in a little bit different classification. Like, if it's a zoning with I had a sign issue where I had a sign on my lawn and it was too big and I had to remove it. They said, okay, this is the law. This is what it says. I mean, it's cut and dry. You're in violation.
So I get what you're saying, that, like, a bureaucrat can come and look and say, yes, that's a violation. Here's the rule. That's in violation of the rule. So it's currently, it's a crime that's currently existing. I get what you're saying there. But doesn't it bother you that there's this faceless, bodiless entity called the state that can bring charges against you instead of a real, live, living, breathing human being? Like, that's kind of how the idea of the Bill of Rights came up, or at least the Sixth Amendment.
I can see your point, but on the whole grand scheme of things, there's a whole lot more things we got to battle.
It's not the hill to die on. I agree.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the hill that they chose. They came to me. I barely even knew the couch was there. The neighbors across the street didn't give a flip about it. They came to me after being 2 years of sitting there. They came to me and said, well, you're in violation of this arbitrary ordinance that we've decided to write down on pieces of paper, and now you must obey us or we're going to hurt you. We're going to bring damage to your life. You're saying that that's all okay with you because some people sat in a room somewhere and wrote some crap down on paper?
Unfortunately, that's one of the things with this country that I can live with.
You can live with that. So basically, you're saying you don't really care that you don't own your own property. That's what you're saying?
Well, I mean, there's eminent domain that goes on all the time. I had them digging up Fios lines on me the other day, and they tore up my lawn. I didn't really have what was I going to go out there with, a pitchfork and shoo everybody away? Yeah, I didn't have a choice in that matter either.
So you have resigned yourself 100% to the idea that government owns everything and they'll just allow you to have what they want to allow you to have.
Right? I've resigned myself to choose the battles that I wish to fight.
So what battles are you fighting?
What's that?
What battles are you fighting, sir?
Let's see.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No, hold on.
Huh? Yeah, if you're still there, go ahead.
I can't talk about it on the radio because it's... IRS
secret.
Related. That's one thing I don't mess with is the IRS.
IRS battle. Yeah, wait, so you are fighting an IRS battle or you aren't fighting an IRS battle?
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I've got IRS issues right now that I'm dealing with.
What does that mean? Does that mean they came and tried to audit you? Is that the situation?
It's money past due that I owe that they think it's a whole mess of things. I don't even want to get into it. But
so it's not that you aren't paying the IRS. It's they're saying you owe something. You're saying you owe something different. It's not really much of a battle. You're just trying to minimize damage there. You're not really fighting for freedom. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So sad to hear people so defeated.
I think the taxes are the place to fight. Now I don't know about his battle in particular, but taxes are the place to fight because you got to cut the head off the beast, not poking at his toe.
Still paying federal taxes there, Mark?
Yes, I am.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you betcha, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV NewsWatch 7. that will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are here in the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is included in that list of free stuff. It's ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. It's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking Dexy 20 for 4 months now, and I've lost more than 8 pounds. Now, it doesn't seem like a whole bunch, but you got to remember, I only had maybe 10 or 12 pounds to lose in the first place, and those are the hard pounds to take off, those last few. And I haven't done anything to change my lifestyle, my eating habits, or anything like that. I still drink beer, and I eat pizza and all those other things that I enjoy doing. I haven't changed my my actions in one way or another, except I take Dexy 20 twice a day. And it doesn't give me those weird jitters that lots of diet pills do, because I can't take stimulants. I'm just too freaky, I guess. You can get Dexy 20. You can get it at Walgreens, GNC. You can get it at CVS. It's in the gold box, Dexy 20. And last time I was there, it was on sale at Walgreens, Dexy 20.
We're talking about why I wasn't here last week. They'd throw me in a prison cell because of my tenants having a couch out in their lawn. And I agree with you, Mark. It's not the best issue. I mean, the couch and the lawn, it's an ugly thing, and I didn't really even want it there, but and I was willing to get rid of it as long as the original complaining party would have just come to me and talked to me like a grown-up, like an adult. I'd made that offer. They refused that, and so I stood my ground on it, and they threw me in a prison cell over it, and then people are calling me childish because I didn't want to go along with their little tyrannical despotism here. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, there's nothing childish about my position at all, and what is childish is the idea that some group of men and women sitting in a room somewhere can write stuff down on pieces of paper and then come around and threaten people with violence if they don't follow those rules.
Now, and I would also agree with you that it's if you let the little things go with the government, pretty soon you've got a situation where, you know, your house, some code inspector wants to come through your house and rip out all your drywall
right.
so that they can see your wiring because you didn't do it on their time schedule or something like that.
Where do you make your stand? If this isn't the appropriate point to make the stand, as our last caller was suggesting, well, you need to pick your battles better. Well, where do you make your stand? For instance, to give you one example, we'll get right back to your calls. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, in the center of downtown Keene, they all of a sudden, within the last year or so, decided to draw on another imaginary line in the downtown area, discerning a historic district. So what wasn't historic before has now become a historic district. So all of those people that were already living in the historic district have now fallen under an additional tremendous amount of additional regulations.
It's not a few. If you've ever lived in any historic district in any town, you'll realize that you have to practically beg these people to be able to paint the walls inside your house or put down carpet.
Should they use that as the battle to pick? Should they stand their ground on that and go to jail for that? Or is that childish? Should they just stand aside and say, well, it's price we pay to live in freedom is to have bureaucrats control our property? 1-800-259-9231. We go to, I believe Dan is actually, we actually have the real Dan this time. Dan, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello there.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hey Dan, what's on your mind?
I started talking to myself before you got that other guy from Florida.
Sorry about that.
Well, you got some practice in.
Hey, I want to get to this really, really quick and blunt and all straight out. I sympathize with you in the state of New Hampshire. I went up there 2 years ago, which they told me I didn't have to come up there. My children live up in Chichester and Concord area. And they told me I could do a telephonic child support hearing, you know, to determine that I'd have to pay even though I had one and she had the other child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was in front of the judge there in Concord, I saw, which I dealt with these guys for a long time. I owned my own business in Loudoun before I moved here to Florida. I owned a repo company. Half my guys lived in your area down there in Keene.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm watching this big, tall, older sheriff, you know, that he was all right years ago, but he kept watching me, and I was like, what's up with this? Everyone else hugged me when I come through the door. And as I was done, he comes up to me, and he says, hey, he says, I got a paper on you. And I was like, a paper? A paper for what? He says, well, before you move to Florida, he says, you didn't pay the dog vet. I said, okay, no big deal. We'll deal with this right now. I mean, what could I owe the dog vet?
Mm-hmm.
And they locked me up in a cell, no bail, for 38 hours before I finally got bailed out by a friend of mine in Nottingham.
On what charges?
They called it theft of services, Class D felony. And seeing that I live here in Florida now, they held me on a no bail. And they towed my car out of the courthouse parking lot, which I always thought the courthouse was part of the government, which, you know, which I'm a registered voter, and my taxes were paying, you know, the rent on those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They towed my rental car out of the Concord, up on Main Street there, out of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, to turn around, and then the public defender's office, I saw the woman for 15 minutes. She kept trying to talk me into pleading out to the felony. Now, you know, they tricked me one time before in Manchester, and I won't get into that one.
Now, before you go on, I mean, point of clarification here, was this just an honest mistake? Did you forget to pay a bill? I mean, what happened to create this problem in the first place?
See, the thing is, with this vet, he had, you know, he's up in Chichester. He had a bunch of people that skipped out on him,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't find them. So every once in a while, like if my dog, I had a Rottie, had to be Epstein or something. We'd work it out where I'd skip trace, you know, some of his dead feet so he can send them letters of, you know, intent or whatever.
I see.
And, you know, I mean, he fell off the mat. When I moved from up there down to here, I called him every, like, 2 to 3 months, and he's like, I haven't got to it yet. I haven't figured it out yet. You know, I mean, and I figured, okay, after 2 years of, you know, I haven't found, you know, got it done, got no bill for you. What he did is he had the local police department up there in Chichester come after me with a warrant for a theft of services. Now, I've always thought that owing money was a civil matter.
That's what I've always thought.
Well, they worded it as theft of services. Now, the dog, he, you know, he ate a piece of carpet and it went through him like shrapnel. He ended up dying in, you know, with them, and they disposed of the body. I never saw the dead dog. But for them to turn around and to tell me that I theft of services, I would think that I went in with, you know, false pretenses, give him a rubber check or a promise to pay, and sold the dog out.
And you were saying the entire situation was different. You were doing performing services for this veterinarian. He was supposed to bill you for some sort of remainder. He never got around to it, or you never got it. And then all of a sudden, when you went up there, they snatched you up and put you in a prison cell. How did that all end up playing out?
Well,
after you got bailed out?
I kept going back. I kept flying back to New Hampshire.
Jeez.
And they kept telling me, plead out, plead out, plead out. And I was like, no, I want to go to trial.
Good for you.
And they tried their hardest. They tried to get me a grand jury indictment on a $279 bill.
That's crazy.
They jacked up to $850. I offered to pay that bill, you know, when they snatched me and told me, hey, step in this room for a minute, put me in with people that were waiting to be transported back to the major, you know, jail system.
So even though you offered to pay the bill, they didn't care. They wanted to just proceed ahead with their trial and their little situation. Just so outrageous.
You know, while I was in that jail cell, I'm like, okay, well, they're getting the paperwork together. And I kept asking, okay, are we ready yet? Well, no, there was a wreck up on Route 4, and the local police department's tied up at the scene. There was none.
So what was the turnout in the courtroom? I mean, what ended up happening?
Right now, it's done. They had to drop it.
Really?
Tell me they've got up to 7 years to bring me back in front of that courtroom.
Well, good luck to you, and I thank you for the call and the story tonight. Very interesting that they ended up dropping it after begging him to take a plea bargain, which goes back to something we've talked about a lot on this show. If people would just stop pleading out on little things like marijuana possession and things like that, it would completely overload their system. We'll explain more in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals. heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We give it all away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And that what we do is we take that money in and we reinvest it into the show. So it's not going out to paychecks. It's being reinvested. It's going out to do things like get us on more radio stations across the country, as well as reach out to new internet listeners and bring them on board so more new people can experience the message of freedom and liberty, because really there is no better time than now to be talking about the ideas of liberty again in this country. The discussion about freedom has been dead for a long time. I mean, the discussion tends to be these days on the radio waves between Republicans versus Democrats, the red team versus the blue team. So if you're sick and tired of hearing that typical talk radio nonsense, then help us out a bit and become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for something good to read, check out Sex with the Virgin Mary. She's waited long enough. Jimmy Cahill is a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston who's been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb straight to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. Or just go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb coming up on tonight's podcast. So if you go to freetalklive.com tonight and download the podcast, you'll hear at the end of the show, we'll tack on our special interview with Charles Webb from sexwiththevirginmary.com. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. We talk to Dave, listening in California. Excuse me, Dave is gone. Let's try Nathan in Minnesota. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called you the other day about the children, and that went over really well with my roommate, because I don't know if you remember, but she was a bureaucrat and she works with children. So, yeah, I'm in Minnesota right now, but I'm heading back to the East Coast. I was in New Hampshire during the Ron Paul primaries there, so it'll be good to be going back to the East Coast. And I was looking up New York news, and I just it was just today where the city of New York told 22 churches that they couldn't, they could no longer house homeless people.
Really?
Yeah. I was really shocked. And I mean, this whole time I'm telling people, if government would just get out of the way, churches and charities would take up a lot of the slack.
Sure they would.
And that's how it would actually be really beneficial to churches, like give them much more cred, in my opinion, because they're they've kind of outdone their their usefulness. I mean they've whatever I'm talking about. But yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from there. So what's going to happen to these homeless people? They're just going to have to be turned out into the streets, and then
it's really funny. Like some of the arguments, like they of course they didn't interview any of the like priests or ministers from what I saw. It was like CBS or something. But they talked to a bureaucrat, and he was like, "Well, we don't want them. We don't like to see people sleeping in pews or on church steps. They should have beds." And it's like, okay, well, who's going to provide the beds? The churches were really providing what they had, and now they have nothing. And now they have their cardboard boxes underneath the bridge or, van by the river type deal.
It's just so outrageous. I mean, a lot of the people that are homeless. I mean, most of them are homeless for a reason. I mean, they're certainly not the most upstanding members of society. But at the same time, if somebody wants to voluntarily choose to bring these people into their home or bring them into their church and take care of them and maybe teach them some skills and help them get off of whatever habit they might have that helped encourage them to be homeless in the first place, the Salvation Army or these private churches or whatever it is, whatever the organization is, if they want to help those folks, they should be allowed to help them. Again, this is another private property rights issue. Do you have the ability to control your own property? Clearly, the answer is no, you don't. You do what they tell you to.
Absolutely. It's voluntary. People can give it. Otherwise, the city is paying for it. I mean, of course, New York is way in debt right now. And so, like, now they're putting on more on the taxpayer. And some people, don't really want to, patronize, homeless people.
I think you're absolutely right, Nathan, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, maybe that was the bureaucrats' motivation. Maybe their true motivation was that if they get the homeless people out of the private churches, then they'll have to, enroll in some sort of government homeless program, because I'm sure the welfare program there for homeless people in New York City is quite large, and typically the way things work, at least as I understand it, is that the more people you get into the governmental welfare program, the bigger their budget gets to be the next year. Is that your understanding, Mark? Is something similar like that?
Well, yeah, they generally get some kind of an amount per person who's in the program.
So if they go into these churches and they force these homeless people out, then they've got themselves another 20, 30, 50, however many new homeless people they can add into their government program. Well, and who do you think does a better job of reforming homeless people, the Salvation Army or the New York City government?
I would say the Salvation Army does a far better job, but the Salvation Army generally gives beds. That's not their thing. These are, churches that, that they're going after. And, I understand where the bureaucrats might be coming from on this, but the fact is they're doing the opposite, and this is what happens with government programs all the time. They're doing the opposite of what they intended, what they were created to do in the first place. They were created to get people off the street. They're, in fact, kicking them out of the churches and putting them on the streets.
We go to Don listening to WFLA in Tampa. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes.
Hey, Don.
How you doing?
You're on here. It's on your mind.
It is in regards to earlier you're talking about the couch and property rights.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to express it's my view based on what I've learned through my life regarding property rights is you're talking about my property. And essentially, on a government level, is we have certificate of deed, certificate of title. We do not technically own our property in this country. Sovereign citizenry. The constitutional nature of property has been dead for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard this argument before, Don, and but what I've got to say on that is a person, you know, like when I bought my property, I was under the impression that I was actually buying the property, not that the government was sort of changing renter's hands or whatever it is, the certificate of deed. And to me, when a contract is signed, both people have to be, you know, of like mind. That's the idea behind a contract. So the people have to, there has to be a meeting of the minds. So therefore, every sale of property in the United States is null and void as to what you're saying. Is that correct?
I'm saying that it's a misconception. I'm saying it's a misunderstanding that is, there's no reason the government has to educate you any differently. You know, you have your property, you have your rights, you have, you know, you're generating your county tax base, but, you know, equitable counties are a long dead issue. The government jurisdiction from the state level down.
Hello? Oh, man. Sounded like he knew what he was talking about. He's still there, Don?
Yes.
He cut out there for a moment. Yeah, skip back like a sentence or two and start over. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it comes down to fundamental level of the concept of equitable counties. You know, the counties had their issues pre-World War II where you have to start taking state money and the states start taking federal money. You know, like with county highway or federal highway dollars, you know, you submit your jurisdiction, other sets of rules in accepting that handout.
And what are you getting at there? Are you suggesting that counties are somehow owned by the federal government now?
Well, I'm just saying they're not as solvent as we wish. We don't pay for our school systems or highways from our county tax base.
No.
You know, that's where the fundamental break happened. And, I mean, I'm sorry if I've gotten off track, and I don't want to dwell on this.
That's all right.
I am working right now, so I do have to get back to that.
Well,
I want to talk more.
Well, we'll be here every...
I'm glad to contribute to the program. It's just I'm saying is that, you know, as sovereign citizenry, us being a king in our own castle on the foundation of the constitutional nature of things, that concept has changed. You know, fundamentally, it's different.
Right, they own us lock, stock, and barrel. They own our property, they own our bodies. We don't barely own anything except what they allow us to. Isn't that basically the situation we have today?
Yeah, that's basically what
I'm getting at. Will people ever stop putting up with it? Do you think they'll ever stop putting up with it? Will people ever have a line in the sand that will be crossed for them, or will they just march in lockstep all the way down the line to complete totalitarianism?
Well, it's complacency. You're comfortable with it. If the system works on a comfort level, you're not going to resist it.
So as long as the prison... Right.
You have your television, and you have your cars, and you have your services on what you grew up with, you have no reason to see to change that.
As long as the prison is comfortable, the American people will walk all the way into the gas chambers. You know, maybe they'll stop there, but by then it'll be too late. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Elaine is on the line. Hopefully she'll hang through the news. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Imagine.